Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. We're very glad for you to be here. I have the Insider with me. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener. How are you?
Good. So let's begin. Before we begin, though, just one more time, go to theawakener.ca. It's theawakener.ca. If you really want to understand what is happening and why the events are unfolding today as they are, the best resources is theawakener.ca. There's tons of articles, tons of news, putting all the pieces together about what is happening. So what is happening is that there has been a grandeur plan hatched by this evil in the world to control and put into action one world totalitarian government. Now, this is a scheme that has been enacted for so many years, and you don't go from writing it down in a book, Karl Marx did, to grabbing control of the whole world with a multitude of steps taking place. And you are what I would call in phase three. Okay, phase three is when they have a giant war or a giant revolution to seize control of the Western world and then enact their global government's plan. And aren't you guys ready to be controlled and dominated? And we're like, no. People are waking up to this mainly because their plan has not gone according to the way they wanted it. And now they have no plan. And actually, no plan is when people make mistakes. This is what's been happening on TV with Kamala, because I believe, like I told you before, they have made a huge mistake by getting rid of Joe Biden, which they didn't want to do. And that is going to be opening up the can of worms. And the can of worms is something we've been talking about on this podcast for quite some time. That is a bunch of people in our government are not actually working for us. They're traitors. They're communists. They're working against the Western world. So before we begin, let's start talking about kind of the scenarios at play here. Insider, first of all, you wanted to talk about, I think, Kamala's rallies, kind of like, I think the media, what is the media telling us about Kamala, first of all?
Well, so the media is saying that, you know, all these people are coming to her rallies, she's trying to show off that she has...
lineups out the door.
Yeah, lineups, compete, and she's trying to compete with Trump at rallies. She's, the poll numbers are artificially high, you know, matching Trump. Some even say that she's beating Trump. I mean, it just doesn't match the vibe on the street, on the ground, if you're right in the U.S.
Now, why are they doing that, you think?
I think they have to fabricate the lie that there's a possibility that she can win.
Of course, because they're going to have to cheat. The reason why they have to cheat is because their plans are kiboshed if they don't cheat. All right? Think about it. What are they doing right now? So, Kamala gets in from Joe Biden. They know Joe Biden can't win. Oh, my goodness. Joe Biden is not going to take us to the promised land. He is too far behind Donald Trump. There's no way we can cheat this. In comes Kamala. Oh my goodness, look how popular she is. They're doing this because when she wins, they want to be able to tell you, hey, listen, this is because she actually was legitimately that popular. They're already telling you she's that popular. The polls are a lie. Don't you think they're a lie, Insider?
Yeah.
How bad a lie are they?
Well, look. You have now a number of black people who are defecting from Kamala and going over to Donald Trump. When they're asked, what does she support? What's her economic policies? Are you better off now than you were under Donald Trump?
Well, we can fix it, though. We'll fix it for you. Don't worry. If she's sitting in office right now, she can fix it now.
Crazy because Democrats have controlled government for 12 years out of the past 16.
Right.
So what are you fixing and blaming it on Trump's 4 years? It's impossible.
And this is the thing, right? People are starting to wake up and see this all. Now, they're telling you, you know, you see on X, you see on TV, oh my goodness, she has these rallies, but they're packed. And you see all the Democrat people on X that are paid provocateurs, all telling you the same story over and over again that she's so popular. So, listen, we're going to go over these three scenarios right now. So this is what the Patreon show kind of got last time. They got this a week ahead of time. Now you're going to get it. So there's three scenarios. The possibilities of this election. Let's go over the three scenarios. You remember what the three scenarios are, Insider?
Number one, Trump wins.
So number one, Trump wins. Okay. I want you guys to think about this. So you have to understand this, if this is your first show, okay, this is going to be complicated. I might lose you here. You need to go on theawakener.ca and understand what they're really after. So people tell me, oh, they have this global government plan. They want this. They want this. Okay, what are they actually after? Most people don't know. Okay. So if Trump wins... what does Trump get control of? Insider?
All the military.
All the Ohio-class submarines, the military, yeah. All the nuclear weapons. Okay, Ohio-class submarines are the Joker card of Armageddon weapons. The enemy is not going to go for Taiwan. They're not going to go for Europe. They're not going to go for Israel. They're not going to go for the Western world when Trump is on the nuclear button, because it is doomsday guaranteed win. So think about it, right? If Trump wins, what's going to happen, I believe, which I told people, before he gets inaugurated?
A revolution or a fighter or
yeah, for the war. Exactly. Yeah. They're going to go for it before Trump gets in office.
Yeah.
This is a war that they had planned under Barack Obama. If you understand the full lie, Obama is the Soviet plant. I'm already breaking the story ahead of time before people are going to figure this out. Obama's the Soviet plant involved in mass treason, obviously, with Joe Biden and his son and the Chinese government and Iran and Russia. And his plan that he was setting up the smash and grab job for the communists to win ahead of this giant war that's been said has completely failed. So that specifically relates to the fissile material, the U.S. material. So the enemy is going to go ahead with plan B, and they're going to do this before Donald Trump gets on the nuclear button. Now, the other scenario is
Kamala wins.
Okay, I'll let you take this one over.
You do it.
So Kamala wins. Now, if Kamala's going to win, they're already telling you they're going to cheat. They're going to cheat. If they win, they're going to tell you, oh, you're stupid for not believing that she won. Let's put things in perspective, okay? So Donald Trump got 62, 63 million votes the first time he ran. It's okay. Pretty good number. Now, Barack Obama, when he ran in 2008, he was super popular. The media told him he was all wonderful. Everybody came out to vote for him. He got 70 million votes? 69 million votes?
Yeah.
Wow. So think about what happened in the last election. Donald Trump got 75 or 74 million votes. Okay. He would have beat Barack Obama if he had faced Barack Obama in 2008.
Right.
However, Joe Biden got what? 80-something? 80 yeah. million? 81 million?
Yeah.
Now, Trump is poised to get what Joe Biden got last time or exceed it, maybe 83 million votes. What are they going to do, a heist of 100 million votes?
Well, they have 15 million illegal immigrants that they're giving driver's licenses to.
Well, it's just not that. It's not just illegal immigrants. And it's been dead people voting. It's
yep.
been Chinese ballots. We've been talking about this for quite some time. So they are going to pitch you the idea that Kamala won with somewhere in the 90 million vote range. Impossible. Okay? Think about things statistically from perspective. Okay? So the typical election is here. This is the line. Okay? Now, there's a standard deviation. It can go like this every single year. All of a sudden, Obama wins. Okay? Here's Obama's election. It's higher. The next election, it's higher. And then it's Trump's election, even higher. Then it's Joe Biden. It's impossible. It's not going to keep going higher, higher, higher. The turnout will be, what's the turnout going to be? 150%?
Yeah.
It's not going to continue like this. So eventually people are going to clue in that this is fake. Now, what's the third option? The third option is interesting. What is the third option?
I forgot. Remind me.
You have to remind me. Come on. Think. So Joe Biden gets indicted before
election,
or his son gets indicted. It'll be a Chinese spy, which we've already finished the story for you. We've talked about CEFC. We've talked about Kazakhstan. We've talked about Iran's nuclear program. We've talked about this before. So Joe Biden's son gets indicted. All of a sudden, something happens to Joe Biden, and then Joe Biden's entire presidency is ruled null and void, including Kamala Harris, including that because she's also a listed under Biden's business dealings. Now, if something happens like that before, there is going to be a war. There's going to be the same war that happens that I told you in phase one, where if Donald Trump wins. Now, the likeliest scenario of all this, which we've talked about, what do you think is the most likely scenario? Insight. It's a tough one. Listen, nobody is going to be a perfect predictor of things, but here's where we know, where we stand. I'm going to give this basically, we have a 33% chance of either of them happening.
Right.
Okay. Now, if Kamala wins, the agenda is going to go full totalitarian. I'm going to tell you right now.
Right.
So there might be a war before Trump gets in office. There might be a war if the military takes over, but there will be full totalitarian agenda if they are forced to defend the idea that they cheated. If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat everything, the House, the Senate, everything, okay? And they're going to go full totalitarian, take everyone's guns away, because what does it matter at that point? If we're going to cheat so openly that everyone can see us, we're just going to go full on with the agenda. So I've always said that this is going to kind of get worse before it gets better, but when it does get better, it's going to get a lot better for us. So keep that in mind. What are your thoughts, Insider?
So I agree with you.
I think you have different numbers, though. You said that.
Yeah, I think there's a higher chance of Trump winning, a lesser chance of Kamala winning, and them launching a war, you know, a final war before the end of it. I don't think that good wins over evil. I think that no matter what cheating happens, God is not going to let this fall to the globalists. At least I hope so. But I will say that in the last week, I think my numbers have changed a little bit. I think that
60% conviction that Trump is going to win.
I did say that. I think it's less. I think it's going down now because if you see what's happening, and I could change my mind when the debate actually, if it ever does happen, that they're lying about the polls, saying that Kamala's ahead in some of the polls, which I think is statistically impossible. There's, you know, promoting her left, right, and center to the nth degree.
Right.
I'm waiting for that bubble and that balloon to burst. It hasn't burst yet. They're carrying her water. They're lying about her. Her and Tim Walz.
Right.
So I don't know. I think that there's a chance that Trump may not win. Listen, you were right when you said Biden will not be the candidate. And
I said realistically, how many years ago did I say that? 3 years ago.
At least 2 or 3 years ago.
I said Trump and Biden would both not be the candidate.
You said both Trump and Biden, and all of a sudden Biden gets kicked to the curb. And it's like, wow, you were right in your predictions.
So the reason I predicted that is because, number one, if you understand what is happening, you understand that Donald Trump cannot be in the White House while everyone is indicted. And if you don't believe that things are going to come out, well, everyone says to me, oh, the truth is never coming out. They're like, nothing is going to happen. I don't believe that is true. Everything has kind of been a reverse operation. The reason why, if you understand it, is that America's enemies actually have the resources and tech right now to put the Western civilization at risk. Okay. And what is happening is there's a counter blackmail procedure that's happening underneath the table, which basically means that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are being counter blackmailed. Now, this has been reported on Fox News. I think Waters World reported this as well. And I shared it on my Instagram. The reason why is because America's enemies have something planned, which is a grand old war to take over the power of the U.S. industrial complex. And the U.S. complex is using Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to gain a strategic advantage. This is something I don't detail on the Awakener to see it. So realistically, if the cabal is going to be indicted, if this is all leading to, obviously, Hunter Biden is going to, if Hunter Biden is indicted of being a Chinese spy, that leads to Joe Biden. Joe Biden gets indicted. Why did Barack Obama approve the treason? And then Barack Obama turns out to be a traitor. Who put him in office? Ding, ding, ding. The globalist people, George Soros. And it's all tied to this communist agenda. And boom, there's your red pill coming soon to a TV near you. I just do not believe that this is going to happen. Donald Trump cannot be in the driver's seat while they execute people and indict people, because optically this is not being done for people who are awake. This is being done for people who are completely brain dead and cannot understand what is happening. And if you look at the average leftists, the common denominator of every one of them, if you look them in the face and said, hey, listen, what you're telling me, please explain it to me. They're anti-US, anti-Western world. Yeah. They're pro-China, pro-Russia. They're traitors. They're communists. When all the garbage that comes out of their mouth, they do not understand that they are communists. They believe, when they're telling you what they want, they believe that what they are bringing is good for the world and peace. Yeah. Right? And they
Marxists are the same way.
Exactly. But like, you cannot, if you can't look in the mirror and recognize your own problem, you can't recognize the reason why things are happening this way and why I don't like you.
True.
Right? Sure. So it's going to be a very interesting time. So these are the three predictions. Now, if you really want to understand how bad it is, you got to subscribe to the Patreon, because the enemy is preparing for Plan B, the smash and grab job without the fist. They're not going to come this close to having the Western world and give up this fight. Okay.
Sure.
So if anyone thinks that we're facing an enemy that is not pure evil, it's not just like they're partly evil. Like, they don't know when to give up. Like, they're going to have to be beat down. And then they won't even give up then.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really understand how evil these people are and what is at stake, I have to say that it's not going to get any better soon. It will eventually get better and people will know. But stay tuned. Anyways, thank you for listening, everybody. It was great to have you on the show. Once again, go to theawakener.ca. I know this is super, super complicated, and I must be talking like I'm out of some kind of like planet Mars or something. Go to theawakener.ca. You can see what's going on there.